I'm Diane Roberts. As the world surpasses 960,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. This as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. The government's chief medical advisor said Monday, if the spread of COVID-19 in Britain continues on its current trajectory, direct deaths from the virus will continue to rise potentially exponentially, meaning, he said, quote, doubling and doubling and doubling again, and you can quickly move from really quite small numbers to really very large numbers, end quote. Prime Minister Johnson is due to speak Tuesday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country except in second wave hotspot Auckland as the number of new infections slowed to a trickle. Some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people, but the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could be lifted, Ardern said. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million people, appeared to have halted community transmission of COVID-19 earlier this year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. For more on these and other stories, read all about it on voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News.